Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray, Father. I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just has a better understanding of just how you talk to her so that she can just understand you and just walk more perfectly in your will. And also stay away from any deceptions. Ask all these prayers, bless in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, this is Amos chapter 9, starting at verse 6. It says, "It is he that buildeth his stories in the heaven and hath founded his troop in the earth, he that calleth for the waters of the sea and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, saith the Lord? Have not I brought up Israel out of the land of Egypt, and the Philistines from Kaphor, and the Syrians from Kir? Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth, saying that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, saith the Lord. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, as like corn is sifted in a sieve, yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say, the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us." If you're having dreams, okay, about Muslims, lesbians, or just gen or homosexuals, okay, something like that, the Lord may be talking to you about disobedient religious Christians that are around you, okay? It's just like how he says, "Are you not as children of the Ethiopians unto me?" Okay, just meaning like you're foreign. Okay, you're proclaiming my name, but your behavior is foreign. I don't. It's like you're not of me, okay? And the Holy Spirit may be just revealing that to you, and that's important. Just in general, it's important, but it's also very important in times of judgment because you're gonna find, and we'll talk about this more as time passes, but you will find that the Holy Spirit will start to be very strict with you about Christians that are religious and not truly born again, because they will stumble you and they will confuse you if you're not guarded. And then also too, he'll start to judge them and deal with them. And as he starts to judge them and deal with them, you're going to be held accountable for your behavior towards them, okay? Because you need to be that salt and light, or sometimes you just need to withdraw yourself altogether. Each situation is different, but you're going to find that you really have to obey him, okay? Because he's the one that's going to be taking care of you and providing for you, not them. You need to be loyal to your God, because a lot of times religious Christians are the most well, each situation is different, but they do tend to be the most forward, the most pushy, the most loud, the most judgmental, okay? Which can get really confusing if you don't know what you're dealing with, okay? So I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and glorifying your Son. Ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name, amen.